Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. We're beginning a new series that I'm really excited about. We're entering into the most important body of teachings of Jesus contained in the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount found in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. Jesus begins his teaching by giving us a clear plan to get what all people want. And what do all people want? Happiness, of course. And the Beatitudes means happiness. That's what the word means. So here is God's 8-step plan for true happiness. Learn to be poor in spirit, meek, to mourn, to hunger and thirst for righteousness, to be merciful, pure of heart, a peacemaker, and finally, to accept being persecuted for the sake of righteousness. That's it. 8 steps to happiness. Now the real issue is, what do each of these mean? And how do I live them concretely? So we're going to take one of them each day. And today, how to be poor in spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Both St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas say that to be poor in spirit is to be humble. But a true understanding of humility, it can be hard to grasp. So let's begin with its opposite, the vice of pride. Pride is every way I put myself in the place of God. Now, we may not do this consciously, but we certainly do it. Pride is trying to carry the world on my shoulders, as if I were Atlas. Instead of receiving my identity, worth, security, and peace from God, I try to create them myself through my effort, my achievements, or possessions, relationships, or control. So pride usually takes one of two forms. First, I try to dominate, control everything, and then I use or discard others to get what I want. It's a kind of arrogance. But I think the second way is more common, where I live as if everything depends on me. I take responsibility for things that belong to God, and I carry burdens he never intended me to carry. And this leads to anxiety, worry, being overwhelmed and burned out. If you worry, then you suffer from pride. And then to escape the stress of trying to play God, we often turn to self-destructive ways of coping: anger, comfort-seeking, pleasure, endless distraction, alcohol, drugs, sex, and entertainment. Humility is the opposite of pride. Humility is letting God be God and trusting Him with what only He can do. It's putting the world back on God's shoulders where it belongs. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Humility is living in the truth about myself. The humble person neither exaggerates nor diminishes himself. He just sees himself as he really is before God. Now, humility has two parts. I have limitations and I have gifts. First, the humble person knows he is not God and doesn't try to live as if he were. Jesus said to St. Catherine of Siena, I am he who is, and you are she who is not. Apart from God, I'm nothing. I depend on him for everything. My existence, my abilities, every grace, every breath. But the fact is, I am not God. Therefore, I should accept my limitations. I should accept the limited scope of my responsibility and control. My part is to do faithfully what God has entrusted to me, which means to care for myself, my family, and those under my direct responsibility. And I should not worry, but trust God to take care of the rest. As St. Paul says, we should be filled with joyful trust in God. So humility is just putting the world back on God's shoulders, where it belongs. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. So the first part of humility is that I have limitations. The second part is that I have gifts. By baptism, God dwells within me, and I share his divine nature as his adopted son. I'm an adopted child of God, the king of the universe, and God has called me to reign with him forever. That's my identity. That's my dignity. So humility doesn't mean thinking poorly of myself, and it does not mean being passive, timid, or acting like a doormat. Humility means living according to the truth, and the truth is, I am a son of God. Therefore, I should act that way. I should be confident and courageous and bold in doing the good that God gives me to do. I also have human gifts and talents that God has entrusted to me. So humility holds both truths together. I have limitations and I have gifts. I am not God, but I am a child of God, and I should not try to carry the world on my shoulders, but I should faithfully use everything God has given me for his glory and the good of others. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. I was having supper with a friend of mine in Poland who owns a business. Because of the war nearby and the economic uncertainty, he was carrying a tremendous amount of worry, and much of what concerned him was completely beyond his control. As we sat at the table, I looked at his dinner plate and said, God has put on your plate a very limited number of things that he wants you to be responsible for. Yourself, your family, your business, and even the people entrusted to your care. But that's about it. Everything else is on God's plate. The next day, he looked visibly lighter, and he told me that this idea had lifted a tremendous burden from him, and he even shared it with his sons. This is what it means to be poor in spirit, knowing what is on your plate and what is on God's plate. Faithfully to do what God has entrusted to you, but trust Him with the rest. This is why the poor in spirit are happy, because they know what's on their plate and what belongs on God's plate. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what caught your attention, or what were you thinking about with this meditation, really, of being able to know what's on our plate,
mm-hmm.
and what's on God's plate, and not get them mixed up?
I was thinking about something very modern, so I hope people will relate to it at least a little bit. which is video game logic. Or if you've ever been in an escape room, it's very similar, where if you're playing a video game and you're in an environment, there's a lot of like problem solving, puzzles, things like that, where you just have to know what objects are relevant to you and what isn't relevant to you. And video games have become very clever in their design so that you know you can't open some doors or you can't go in certain directions. And there's a certain communication to players so that they immediately ignore that as an option. If you came across a door that you couldn't interact with in a video game, you would just ignore it completely if that wasn't an option for you, because you would know that the levels are designed so that whatever you need, you will have. If you needed to get in that door, you'd be able to, and since you can't, then it's not necessary to complete the level. And if you're given, for instance, a bunch of health packs randomly, you know you're about to fight a boss. It's like, you're given exactly what you need, but because you trust the level designers, you know that if there's something you can't access, or if there's a weapon you don't have, there's tools you don't have, then you just need to look elsewhere. And also, if you're given something, you know to use it. Yes. You're not going to walk around with a crowbar and be like, what am I supposed to do in this level?
Yes.
Or an escape room, it's like, oh, there's numbers on the wall. I should use that. But you're not going to look at the door that's locked and be like, well, I can't open it, so I hate everything.
Yes.
But if we look at life just knowing that whatever we need, we'll have, and whatever we don't have, we won't need. It won't be necessary for our mission. It's not that we're going to be comfortable or that it's going to be easy or all of these things, but God does have a mission in mind. God does have a level, a game in mind. It's all truly built. And even though it's free range and we have control and we participate in it, we have to look at the environment he's given us and know that we will accomplish what we're meant to accomplish with the things that he has given us.
Yeah. That is such a fantastic analogy.
It's why art is so good for us and why video games, which I think are a great version, kind of art right now, because they're a very active form of art, which is rare to be able to interact with it, changes our perspective and helps us understand these things about reality.
I think the problem is that we're not humble, mm-hmm. which means we're not living in reality.
Yeah, we think we're creating the game and playing the game.
Yes.
We think we can break the system. Now, there are people that are hacking video games and they can really do whatever they want. We're not those people. That's not part of reality. Yeah.
But humility is living in reality. It's living within the system. And if we keep butting our heads up against the brick wall...
Mm-hmm. Going out of bounds.
Yeah, we're not living in reality. Accept the reality of the situation. God, the designer, is giving us everything we need to get to the next mm-hmm. level.
In fact, the best puzzle solvers, the best people who can move through those levels quickly or escape rooms, are the people that can think and understand the mental process of the game maker. They're the people who can think, okay, let me quickly assess the room. These are the things that are obviously supposed to be pulling my mind. I know I'm supposed to be challenged. I know what the intention is for me, and I'm only going to think within those bounds.
Yeah.
So to think, what does God want for me? What's good? What can I see? What do I have access to? And just see it from their perspective and then know your place.
So it's accepting the gifts and tools mm-hmm. and the limitations.
Yeah.
It's just accepting both.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can get to the next level.
Yeah.
Perfect analogy for this life.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect definition of humility.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I've done a lot of escape rooms.
But this is what is so valuable and important about two things. Meditating on truths and then discussing them with another person.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had limited insight, you've now shared your insight with me, and now I have more insight.
Yeah.
And that's the joy. Mm-hmm. This is why we all need either another person that we're meditating with, praying the rosary with. Let's just keep it simple. Pray the rosary with somebody, invite somebody else to pray the rosary with you, and then share the conversation so that you can benefit from each other's mm-hmm. insights.
It's kind of three layers deep, because it's have your own personal experience, do more, develop your life, have hobbies, have interests, have passions, go do things that are fun and silly, like even an escape room, things like that. Secondarily, pray, have an internal life to be able to process these things. And then thirdly, have someone to talk about it with and share with.
Yes.
And that's how you get these conversations. It's experience, prayer, friendship.
And good conversation.
Yeah. That's the result.
But really, I really am encouraging everyone, invite someone to do what Teresa and I do together. And if you don't have that person in your life right now, ask the Holy Spirit to provide it, because God knows how important mm-hmm. this is. God put that uh-huh. person in the system for you.
Yeah. They're more than an NPC, but you do need them.
What is an NPC?
A non-player character.
Oh, okay.
So you can't, they're just part of the game, part of the system. But if you really want all three of those things immediately, go into an escape room, because not only will you be in an experience that's difficult, but you'll be praying to get out and you will be forced to discuss it with someone else.
Thanks for the insight.
I don't think you and I should ever do an escape room together.
No, because you'll be frustrated with me.
We would just never get out.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.